We're visiting with Michael Kelsey. The OCA convention is going on right now, and we just wrapped up the big policy meeting. Give us the highlights.
Yeah, this is one of our policy times. We have two policy opportunities every year, one in July, one in January. So membership come to convention and with policy ideas. This year we had, it was really a light discussion because one of the things that we centered around was this concept of we need to raise some funds for inspectors, meat inspectors. What we've seen in our task force is one of the challenges that we've recognized is not only do we not have enough capacity, but we don't have enough meat. And we're talking about state inspectors. Mm-hmm. And so we passed a pretty strong policy suggesting that we need to be very supportive of increasing funding to ODAF, the Department of Agriculture, where our meat inspectors are housed, so that we can increase that number, overall number of inspectors. I think if we do that, that's going to give some of these smaller processing plants an opportunity to expand what they do, which then will obviously help ranchers as they bring cattle into some of these smaller facilities, and so it'll directly benefit that. So that's the goal. That was the big one. Mm-hmm. That was the big one. We did talk a little bit about farm bill policy. We had some real interesting discussion on that regarding the national deficit, and you know, we're a really conservative bunch, and so we really don't want that deficit. We're just really concerned about that, and as well as just the concept of kind of where we're going as a country and taking aid from the government. And boy, howdy, the government just seems to kind of continually encroach upon our business. And mm-hmm. and if we start doing some of these and accepting some of these things, and boy, that just really is concerned our membership. And so that discussion was actually tabled. We're not in a farm bill year, so we have some time to work on that. So I think membership said, hey, let's take a pause and table that, have some discussion amongst ourselves, and bring it back up at the winter policy meeting, which I think is some wisdom to do that, try to get it right, yeah. if you will. So, but overall, we've had some great discussions. Dr. Peel gave us just a terrible market outlook. I mean, you know.
We love that about it.
We love that. That's right. But you know, and see, seriousness, it's just going to be a struggle for a while. It is. And so how do we adapt? What are new opportunities for us? All of those types of things. But overall, great convention. I think most folks are just really glad to be able to go somewhere with people. That's what it's been.
Right. And some exciting stuff. We've got some new officers, and we talked a little bit about the new Oklahoma beef label.
That's right. So we install at a convention every year. That kind of starts our officer year, if you mm-hmm. will. And so we install new board members. We thank those that were retiring, and then installed new executive committee members and so forth. Mike Armitage, our vice president, he passed earlier this year, and we're very sorry about that. He's going to be greatly missed. So we had to fill his board position, his vice presidency. Byron Yeoman is stepping in to do that over from the Dover area. Byron's going to do a great job. Yeah, and we did have an opportunity to talk about our beef labeling process and the continued work that we're doing there. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions, that's our LLC that we formed. We're continuing to work towards our source verification model, our business model. Our board of managers, they actually met in person here for the first time. They've met a couple times once on cell phone by conference call. So they met in person. We're making some great progress. The whole intention there is to benefit cattle producers, and we're really targeting on cull cows, the ground beef market. That's where we're targeting first. So that's going to be real exciting. We're going to start moving pretty fast on that. Mm-hmm. And we've got a great partner that we're working with here locally in Oklahoma, as well as some folks that are anxious to bring some more value to those cull cows. So that's going to be a great effort.
And you mentioned losing Mike, but the exciting thing is we're still going to keep his family with us here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Merritt is coming on, and one of his sons is coming on the board. And, you know, that whole family, the Armitage family, has just been so foundational. And it just, you know, that's so sad to hear Mike his passing. But we're just thrilled to have Merritt. Weston Givens, who's our immediate past president, the chair of our nominating committee, I thought did a really nice job of paying tribute to Mike. And when he gave the nomination report, you know, it's just never one of those things you want to do to fill a position in that manner. But to be able to honor Mike and say the things he did, and then to say, and Merritt's coming on the board, that's really special. And so, you know, we're just just a family. A cattle community is a family. And we may not be related by blood, but we're related by sweat and hard work.
We're related by beef.
And we're related by beef. That's right. So, but, you know, we're just a big family. And so and we don't agree all the time on all issues, but we all agree we want our kids to take over someday. And that's what Mike, the legacy that he wanted. That's what Merritt and the family is doing there. So this has just been fantastic. We're just so thankful that we could be here at convention this week.
Well, I've had a great time, and I think everybody here, like you said, has just enjoyed being able to talk to each other and just vent and be around the same kind of people that you love.
That's absolutely right. You know, I don't know if it's misery loves company or, you know, but.
Well, that's why we invited Dr. Peel.
That's right. That's right. But the other thing, too, is we're eternal optimists. You kind of have to be an optimist.
You can't be a farmer if you're not.
That's right. If you're going to be in agriculture, you kind of have to, you know, hey, this year wasn't the best, but next year's going to be great.
Right.
And we're, you know, the drought monitor looks better today than it did 2 weeks ago. Still some areas that are just in terrible shape.
But rain in July.
Rain in July, green grass in July. I mean, there's a lot of blessings.
Sure.
The market's tough, but we still have opportunity. We saw Dr. Place talk about how we're moving our industry forward in messaging to take more ownership of that sustainability talk. You know, the plant-based folks, the plant-based meat, those guys are trying to take the sustainability away from us in the conversation, that marketing conversation. And that's why we're at the table on this U.S. Roundtable of Sustainable Beef, because we need to make sure that our message is being there, that we're talking about who we are and what we do. We've been sustainable forever, for generations.
Yeah, exactly.
And so so that's optimistic. That's, hey, we're making some work. We're doing some good work. So you got to be eternally optimistic, and we're going to do that. But as you said, just good to get together and slap each other on the back, shake some hands, and see folks you haven't seen in a while.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here.